Life's direction may seem to consist of many directions, but in the issues of spiritual life, there are only two. There are only two personalities who lead along life's highway, and they are diametrically opposed to one another. Because of who you choose to follow, real things, consequential things, will happen. Life's journey, the daily mileage, and then the ultimate destination will be declared by direction. I like to think of this highway as Route 7, and it travels north and south. 7 because it is the number of completion, the number of Jesus Christ, the number of rest, and even the place where we rest from our old works. One chooses how he travels this road. Route 7 north obedience leads to eternal life in Christ Jesus. Route 7 south disobedience leads to the eternal damnation with Satan and his fallen angels. Jesus, speaking of the kingdom of God and his ministry of reconciliation, says in Luke chapter 20, 17 and 18, "And he beheld them and said, What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." Fall upon Christ and be broken and forgiven for sin, become born again, or the stone will fall on you and cast your soul into eternal damnation. It is the same stone, but two entirely different outcomes, even as one highway with two different destinies. Have you yet to be born again? Will today be the day you choose to fall upon the stone? Will today be the day you choose Route 7 North Obedience, whose destination is eternal life in Christ Jesus? Will today be the day all your sin and shame is washed away? You can make this decision at this very moment. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the beautiful kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, 2 Timothy 3, verse 7, "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." God said, Colossians 1, verse 19, "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." God said, John chapter 3, 19 through 21, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Man said, "Christianity and its Bible is not the only way. I'll find another source for my answers." Now the record. Man is searching for another way to life and life more abundantly, even eternal life. Ever since Adam and Eve were ejected from paradise and immortality, the sons of Adam seek re-entry, but by another way. The sons and daughters of God, on the other hand, have not only been restored to the family of God through the born-again experience, but they also seek much more. That much more is to put on the mind of Christ in its fullness. This feature will quickly review some of man's futile and ongoing quest to regain what was lost, and then proceed on to their latest dilemma. The rebellious seek another way. He scours the heavens with his highly sophisticated telescopes, trying to find life that in some foolish way he supposes will supplant the need for God, never considering that the extraterrestrial of all extraterrestrials is Creator God, who dwells in the third heaven. That's outer space. The rebellious seek another way. Over 50 years ago, SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, began its operations monitoring the heavens, trying to intercept alien communications, but they have not heard a single peep. SETI has just gone through a very expensive upgrade. Their ears are wide open. Had they only read their Bibles, the born again have not only become children of God, but we communicate with God and His Christ and the Holy Ghost, the ultimate extraterrestrials, on a daily basis. We hear His voice and He hears ours, and the believer even has a secret supernatural language to communicate with when ultimate communication is desired. Click on to the Holy Ghost series for amazing information. said he is trying to find some other way. We have been contacted by God, His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, as well as angels and prophets, but the carnal world has turned a deaf ear. The rebellious seek another way. Carnal man was taken aback when the latest scientific discoveries confirmed the accuracy of the Bible's assertion that all things have been created out of that which is invisible. Romans chapter 1, verse 20, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Bruce Lipton, Ph.D., a stem cell biologist who taught at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine, performing pioneering studies at Stanford University and authored and co-authored numerous books, makes some telling statements in his book, The Biology of Belief. We've lifted the following excerpts for your perusal. No, there has not been a printing mistake. Atoms are made out of invisible energy, not tangible matter. So in our world, material substances, matter, appear out of thin air. Kind of weird when you think about it. Here you are holding this physical book in your hands, yet if you were to focus on the book's material substance with an atomic microscope, you would see that you are holding nothing. Fortunately, leaders in the field, such as Johns Hopkins University physicist Richard Conn Henry, are addressing the misperceptions about the perceived primacy of the material world. Henry offered an elegantly simple definition on the true nature of the universe. This is what he said. "The universe is immaterial, mental, and spiritual. Live and enjoy." End of quote. The rebellious seek another way. Science is spending huge sums of cash and resources to discover the unifying source of the universe. Einstein spent the last 30 years of his life attempting to construct a unified field theory, commonly known today as the theory of everything, that would explain how the universe works. Einstein compared it to reading the mind of God. Science is looking for the theory of everything, hoping the discovery of the Higgs boson, a subatomic particle recently discovered by the Large Hadron Collider, would be the key to unlocking the mystery. It did not. The headline in the May 28, 2016 issue of Science News reads, "Hints of New Particle Baffle Physicist." The subhead reads, "Hundreds of papers attempt to explain unexpected LHC data." A few paragraphs follow. Hints of the new particle emerged last December at CERN's Large Hadron Collider outside Geneva. Theorists attempting to explain the existence of the particle, assuming that it's not a statistical fluke, are now beginning to converge on the most likely explanations. If this thing is true, it's huge. It's very different than what the last 30 years of particle physics look like, says theoretical physicist David Kaplan of Johns Hopkins University. The speculation was triggered by a subtle wiggle in data from two LHC experiments, ATLAS and CMS. The bump in the data suggests a new particle that decays into two photons. But what that particle might be is unclear. Its properties don't line up with scientists' explanations. One of the most plausible explanations, scientists say, is that the particle is a composite made up of smaller constituents, much like protons and neutrons are made of quarks. The strong nuclear force binds quarks in these nucleons. The new particle would be composed of quark-like particles held together by a new type of strong force. That's the model that works the best with the data, says theoretical physicist Catherine Zurich of Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California. The particle could also be similar to the Higgs boson, which was discovered at the LHC in 2012, but with a mass six times as large. Additionally puzzling is that the particle doesn't seem to easily solve any of the major mysteries of particle physics. It doesn't provide an obvious explanation for dark matter, an unidentified substance that makes up more than 80% of the matter in the universe. And it doesn't easily explain a persistent puzzle known as the hierarchy problem, which is related to the mass of the Higgs. According to theory, physicists would naively expect the Higgs to have an enormously large mass, but for unknown reasons, it is found at a much lower scale. Many physicists have pinned their hopes for solving these problems on a theoretical concept called supersymmetry, which proposes that each known particle has a heavier partner. But although theorists have concocted supersymmetric explanations for the new possible particle, it doesn't seem to fit easily into that box either. "This thing doesn't smell like supersymmetry," says Caltech experimental particle physicist Maria Superpulo, who is also affiliated with CMS. End of quotes. The theory of everything is found in Colossians chapter 1, 16 through 19. Speaking of Christ, it reads, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. By him, Jesus Christ, all things consist." The rebellious will continue to seek another way, and their path will go darker day by day. But the blood-bought will seek the mind of Christ. Their path is declared in Proverbs 4:18. "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Thousands of years before today's high-tech science, God's Word declares the answers. But carnaldom has turned a deaf ear and a blind eye. God said, 2 Timothy 3:7, "ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." God said, Colossians 1, verse 19, "for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." God said, John chapter 3, 19 through 21, "and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God." Man said, "Christianity and its Bible is not the only way. I'll find another source for my answers." Now you have the record.